This podcast was created in association with Brescia University College, Canada's only women's university, preparing students to lead by engaging the world through wisdom, justice, and compassion.
Every day and every moment of our lives brings another step on the path that is the journey. Points of intersect in the piazzas of our lives. A chance to encounter others who will also impact her journey.
As we enter into this time together, let's look at the ways we are each piazzas, places of gathering that can make a difference around the globe.
We are open.
We are gracious.
We are hospitable.
We are engaged in the world.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's a beautiful day here in London, Ontario, Canada. We hope you are enjoying yours wherever you are. We welcome you back to another edition of the Journey's Gift podcast. The Journey's Gift is a virtual space where we explore our place in the world, finding light along the way.
We're excited for another opportunity to gather with you, our listeners, tuning in around the globe. We're sending love and gratitude to Brescia University College, a place we call home, and we're grateful to Campus Ministry and the International Department for their support with this podcast.
We're grateful for many gifts, especially this podcast that links us with all of you. I'm Sarah Alsabag, fourth-year student in psychology and criminal justice at Brescia University College.
I'm Nadine Castonguay, fourth-year student in foods and nutrition at Brescia.
I'm Lissette Ochoa, international program coordinator and special advisor to the principal in diversity and inclusion.
And I'm Catherine Ann George, director of campus ministry. And together, we are the Journey's Gift.
We're excited to share how the artwork and music of the Journey's Gift came to be and to continue unwrapping a piece of the gift with you. As we move through this time, we want to instill the gift of every person, that we need to love and appreciate one another as we talk about our stories, people's stories, and how we find light on the journey.
But first, it's time for our global greeting. As we unwrap another piece of our global gift, we think of the voices, diversity, experience, and challenges of Lebanon. We know what a difficult experience that has been over the past summer and how much time it takes for healing.
Each episode, we'll seek to highlight a different area of the world as a part of our greeting. We hope you'll send us your thoughts and ideas as we get to know one another in this virtual space. Listeners can send us ideas by emailing thejourneysgift@uwo.ca.
And I'd like to just add in here in terms of Lebanon. We are really thinking the cedars of Lebanon. The cedars of Lebanon stand for strength, timelessness. They have been something that people around the world have drawn strength and energy from. So we know that that grace and glory and beauty is something that's translating for all of us. And I think when we talk about things that are happening in the world right now, there's been a lot happening in the world. So when we're doing a shout out to something like that, we're not just focusing on what's been going wrong and the difficulty. We are adding our energy and knowing that no matter what people are facing, there's like this huge strength. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I agree. This is a time certainly where our strength is constantly being tested time after time. And we're just seeing what the community is made up, because every time something happens, we all come together in response to help out as best as we can.
I'm also just thinking of all of our students, for example, that have been super resilient during this time since the pandemic started. So I oftentimes, you know, also think about the people that have been affected with COVID-19, people who have lost family members. And yet, Catherine Ann, as you were saying, there's so much resilience and strength coming out of tragedy and crisis. So I feel the world has really worked hard together in trying to move forward.
Absolutely. And I know, like, so, I mean, we're focused on that world, but we're also thinking about all the different kind of issues. Like, you've raised some of them, Lissette, some of the kind of issues that people have been facing. And I think we each have things that we've been thinking about that have been, you know, issues for students, issues for our communities, issues for our city, and then global issues. So perhaps we want to share what some of those are.
For me, I really feel for all of the people who are having to work from home in small spaces and have to really play and turn their apartments or their houses into a jigsaw puzzle and see where all the pieces fit and have to manage and do all the work, even though they have really no space to do this work.
I'm also thinking of the students who are transitioning from in-person to online learning. We all know how hard change is, and I'm really thinking of them and wishing them the best of luck.
Lisette, how about you?
Oh, so I already stated, you know, that I'm thinking of all the victims that have been affected with COVID-19 and our students, how they've been resilient.
I would just, as you're talking about the different issues right now, and we are talking about students in small spaces, the places that we have that are our homes, but we've raised this in previous episode, but in the face of all of this, when we think of people in poverty and homelessness, right now, we're looking at different weather patterns in the world. And so whether it's hot, the crazy heat that we've had of summer and people having to navigate that on the street, and then also as we're moving into colder times, then I'm thinking about the different issues that we're facing as in terms of weather and how we're going to face those as a community as we get into cold and flu seasons and it gets colder. So it's not just how we're going to navigate that in terms of the changes of our lives, but how are we going to help other people to navigate that in the different homelessness and in the different scope of, you know, the different ways people have to live their lives. So
how can we deal with that collectively? Because we're really all connected, and those things that are happening to those people, it's a part of us. And we have experienced that with the pandemic. When something happens on the other side of the world, we feel it here. And it's the same thing with people who are experiencing poverty and sickness and loss of shelter. We feel that too, even though we don't see it. It's happening subconsciously, and it's all a part of us. So we have to work together to accomplish and overcome some of those issues.
I totally feel for that. I actually started decluttering my bedroom the other day, and I actually took out some donations for Anova and to Goodwill. And
No, Sarah, you're raising, that's wonderful what you're saying too, because you're raising another issue in terms of women who've been isolated and had to deal with abuse and partner abuse, spousal abuse, some different kind of things. So how this has been a very different experience for different people. So we're all kind of dealing with different things, but we're all in this same big storm together.
No, for sure. I actually also started filling an application yesterday for applying to volunteer at Anova. So I feel like I have so much to offer, and I think that would be a great opportunity.
Sarah, you just got me right here.
Good for you, Sarah.
Thank you.
That's definitely a gift. So we've been talking about all of these things that are causing us a little bit of stress and difficulties in life, and a little bit and a lot, but you are a gift to these people.
I'm sure
they will be happy to have you in their life.
Nadine, that's a really beautiful segue into our next segment, where with our shout outs, we talk about the different gifts that we've received and perhaps some of the surprises along the way. So what's a gift that you've seen along the way? What's something that you've received?
So for me, I am grateful for my sister traveling for 2 hours to be here for my birthday. I'm also grateful for my family getting me an AC and vacuum, which were really thoughtful and needed gifts.
Those are important things.
Happy belated.
Oh, thank you. No, I feel like it's really nice when your family gets you gifts that you actually need. Like, that's really a thoughtful thing.
And time with people, which is like that your sister would come in the midst of all of this and spend time with you.
No, for sure. It was actually a nice change.
I'm grateful for my own two legs because they take me running all around London. And when my two hands aren't very reliable, I got my two feet that can keep me moving.
I'm grateful for my hot cup of coffee today.
Oh, very needed.
You're not alone in that. And so I had a kind of a surprise gift. Oh, yeah. Cheers. This is water, though. Cheers. So just like a huge surprise in the midst of something. So we've transitioned campus ministry. We're in Ursuline Hall now, which is very different for us than being in St. James building, which was our academic building. And as we were late at night with this huge trolley full of boxes, so Selena and I were walking across, and who could ever guess that we would be stopped by a tiny little toadlet? Like, we could not move. Two big people and this huge big trolley could not move because of a tiny little toadlet that really would be not even the size of the palm of your hand, even smaller, like so small, the size of a loony.
That's right? So cute.
Yeah, but it got me thinking, like, in terms of gifts, because a toad is, you know, people think of toads as these ugly things or whatever, but toads, like, what a crazy, remarkable thing. Begins as an egg. It goes through stages into a whole different kind of being as a tadpole, because they are a kind of frog. They just engage more with the land than the water. Mm-hmm. And then they become these tiny little toadlets, and then they become toads. So transformation, change, like what's happening, the gifts that are in us, and sometimes this thing that might seem like, how did that little tiny thing manage to stop the world? And in the midst of everything we've been facing through 2020, like, it's a very tiny thing we can't even see that has been stopping the world. It feels really ugly and horrible. But what if one day we were to wake up, and some people are saying 2020 was the worst year I ever had. But what if we were to wake up and say, wow, 2020 was the best year I ever had? Because there was this transformation and change and something different in me, right? So it's kind of, I don't know. So I'm really grateful for the gift of a little toadlet, as crazy as that might sound.
Thanks for sharing that gift with us, Catherine Ann. So after, and all of you guys, thank you for sharing all of those gifts. As we move into this next section of our podcast, we're thrilled to introduce our original artwork and music, and we're sharing with you the artists that collaborated with us to see all of these things come into life. So we're thrilled to introduce our original artwork and music and to share some of that with you. It was incredible to collaborate with Rebecca Seabee, who worked with us to develop our album art, and Shun Zhao Wang, whom we affectionately know as Flora, who brought our logo to life, and Ian, our talented musician and sound editor extraordinaire, who composed our theme music. We're so, so grateful.
Our artwork, logo, and theme were designed collaboratively with creative input from students and international campus ministry teams, working with Lizette, Catherine Ann, Nadine, and me. Our original music, composed by Ian, incorporates the feelings and thoughts of our collaborators.
Our theme music includes tones from all around the world, such as Africa with the bull drums, and Asia, the strings and the eru, and the two-string spike fiddle for percussion. And we really wanted to incorporate a worldly feel because of our international roots and the idea that the Journey's Gift comes from all around the world, and everything from everybody contributes to what is the gift. Yeah. So some of the things that students said about the music include that they love the upper melody with the bass tone in the background. Another student said, I can hear, come on, come on, join us, that the music feels free and lighthearted and hopeful, and it's freeing us of burden, that it's warm, it's welcoming. and it sounds like something exciting is about to begin. Others said that it feels like it's the start of a new day, like we're about to go on an exciting trip. It feels hopeful and exciting and mysterious, and the random pop-ups and surprise with the unexpected transitions and directions are like turns in the road, and they feel just like life. And Sarah, you had a few things that you told us about the music. What did you think about it when you first heard it?
I really felt like I was journeying around the globe. It feels global to me, and I can hear the world. I hear Asian, indigenous, with some drumming, African, Middle Eastern, Italian, just like our roots. I even felt like I was in a
gondola.
I even felt like I was in a gondola hearing the music, being serenaded. And at the same time, it feels electric. I feel myself spiraling into mystery. The music feels representative of community and reflective of diversity. I feel unexpected turns along the way.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts about the music with us. We're all super excited when we heard it, and it was really awesome for Ian to develop that wonderful intro for us.
No, for sure.
Thanks, Ian.
So, guys, we sure did face a lot of unexpected turns while we were visioning this. What do you think was the most inspiring about the work and the process when we were envisioning and designing the logo?
I really like the images of the body, mind, and spirit. I also like the images of personal and communal growth, as well as images of diversity.
Yeah, the body, mind, and spirit, that idea of three is so repetitive, and that I remember that kept coming up everywhere in all of the things that we were designing. We kept seeing the number three pop up, such as the Ursuline roots, the three values of wisdom, justice, and compassion. Those themes really pop up in our logo over and over again, and everywhere we were working for the creation of this podcast, the number three just kept showing up everywhere.
So, well, I'm thinking of community and direction, and what I really love, how Shunjiao Flora, how she brought together two hands into a trunk that branched out, showing how our own self branches out into community, and we're touching things that we don't even realize we're touching. We're offering the heart that's in the center is very diverse and colorful. And it's actually, that image was created using thumbprints of our Brescia community in a time when we could really touch things. And so there's a piece of identity that's actually personal, people stuck right into that heart. So the heart is being offered. Things are moving outward toward the light. Just the dawn of a new day is kind of rising up. So the light that's surrounding us in that logo. And
there's tons of direction. There's tons of direction in that image, that logo. So the hands coming together like this, they're offering, but they're also receiving. They're open to receiving the gifts. And there's direction. You could see all types of direction, which is kind of like the journey. The journey takes you in all kinds of directions. And I really feel like the logo encompasses everything that the journey's gift has to offer, such as it's in the form of a drop of water, which is also connected to our Ursuline roots, because the Ursulines really cared about the environment. And coming into a time where lots of communities around the world are struggling with having access to clean drinking water, Brescia has a connection to that, because Maud Barlow, our new chancellor, was a she was an advisor to the United Nations Council on Water and was there when water became a human right. So that was
I just got chills all over myself, Nadine.
It's really awesome that we could incorporate that in the logo.
The other huge interesting surprise about the logo was we had not planned this, but I remember, and I can't even remember who said it, but all of a sudden we had it in front of us and we looked and we said, like, the way the arms are, that reaching up into the three leaves actually forms an arrow. When you look at it, you see an arrow, and an arrow is such a powerful symbol of direction and how important it is for us to have direction in our lives. So, and to receive it from one another, as you said, Nadine, the gifts that we receive and the gifts we give.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the arrows point towards us receiving and also point towards us giving and acting in justice and giving out compassion and receiving wisdom.
You're making me think of two other core that just popped in my head too. And maybe this goes to what Sarah was saying. Sarah, you were talking about what you've been through, but what I heard in you talking about mm-hmm. Inova was contemplation and action. As you were moving through this thing in your life, right? You were mm-hmm. contemplating, you were thinking about the things that you had in your life and how they can make a difference for others, the difference you could make in the world. And then you moved mm-hmm. from contemplation to action. And that is such a powerful, powerful part of our roots. And it's something needed mm-hmm. in our world.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I believe that we first start off with having an idea and then actually implementing it. And then it has its, not consequences. What's the word?
Yeah. There are consequences to everything we do.
Okay.
Consequences is a good word.
Consequences
is not a bad thing. Positive and negative.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Yeah. Consequences can be good too. They're just things that happen.
All right.
So yeah.
Where did I, what was the last word I said?
Whoops. Okay. Oh. Hi, Lisa. You just moved.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what my computer's doing.
Okay. No, you're good.
Okay.
So you were talking about consequences being, and Nadine was talking about how consequences can be positive or negative.
Yeah, right? No, for sure. Yeah.
So in your contemplation and your action.
Then there's like consequences, obviously, for everything. There's positive and negative. And I believe that if you aim for a noble thing, you can you can germinate positive.
Okay. That's exactly right, Sarah. Like sometimes
I don't know if I was making sense.
No,
okay.
You're absolutely making sense.
So with the positive consequences, you can always germinate positive results.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that because you're talking about a noble cause and mm-hmm. how important that is. And really, I think that's a huge thing mm-hmm. at our roots. So what a thing to celebrate in our logo, what a powerful logo. And we're so grateful for everyone who was a part of helping design that. And there's so many people, we can't name them all, teams in the background and students like Lisette. We had so many students who were involved in helping us to bring that into being. So mm-hmm. yeah, we can't name them all, but you know who you are, you're listening, and we're just so grateful.
We're thrilled with the logo, and the album art brought its own surprises. So we wanted to discuss what themes were visited when bringing the album artwork to life, what was important to us, and what themes were we hoping to convey.
I remember when I first thought about what could be our artwork, I thought about trees and roots growing towards each other, but also being a part of each other because we're all connected. And even though we're growing in different directions, we all are coming from the same roots. Mm-hmm. So that was really important to me.
I also remember suggesting the idea of putting a heart. I think, like, where was the heart located? Was it in the middle?
It ended up in the roots, which was the big surprise. We hadn't even anticipated it would go there.
Mm-hmm. I also really like the idea of the dove. How do you say dove or dove?
Dove.
Dove. Okay.
Yeah.
I really like the idea of the dove. I remember it flying in the sky and carrying with it. What is that leaf thingy that it was?
An olive branch. It's an olive branch.
Olive branch. Okay.
Yeah, the olive branch is such a symbol of peace.
Yeah, so it was carrying with it the olive branch, and which symbolizes peace, which is a really nice idea to incorporate into our album art.
And also an important symbol for Brescia, right? Where we all mm-hmm. come from. Yeah.
Yeah, because at Brescia, we honor our Ursuline roots of compassion, and with compassion comes peace. Because when we act compassionately, we ground ourselves and we're stable in our actions. And it's like when a lake is really peaceful and calm.
Well, compassion and right relationship are what actually lead to justice and peace. So when we think about our roots and how all those things are intertwined and come together, like that dove is a symbol also of Sophia, of wisdom, of the importance. And for us as people, how important it is to face the world with wisdom, especially right now. So the wisdom and the compassion ended up in the roots too, through that heart that Sarah asked about. Mm-hmm. Lisette, you were, did you have some thoughts in terms of that?
I really enjoyed, the water that we added to mm-hmm. our logo. I think it every little figure that we've had on the logo represents Brescia as a whole and represents everything we stand by. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to add to it.
For our artwork, like that, and that was something too. I can't even remember who came up with that thought or idea to add mm-hmm. the water. I don't even know.
I think it was me.
Was it?
I think it was already there. I think it was already there. And then we really liked how the water was flowing out of mm-hmm. the hand, as if the hand was giving water. Mm-hmm. It was giving life, but then it was flowing into the roots as if the roots were receiving life. Mm-hmm. So it's really a closed loop system, and it shows how life is always giving and always receiving, and it's always in a relationship of a never-ending circular relationship.
And I think that was that flow of that water was Rebecca's idea. We didn't come up with that at all.
No,
it was hers. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really like the symbolism, like everything in the artwork symbolizes something, like every single aspect. I also really liked how we did the spiral in the middle of the trunk.
Oh yeah.
And the colors that we chose. And I remember asking if we could do a little gold in the heart, which was really nice. It gave it a lot of life.
Mm-hmm. I really loved... Oh, sorry, Catherine.
No, also that gold is like such a symbol of wealth and abundance. Mm-hmm. And our abundance and our wealth comes from our roots as well.
Yeah. The galaxy was really beautiful in the middle. Mm-hmm. It had all the different colors and it definitely shows that community is a little bit of everybody. It's mm-hmm. it's all of the different colors connected and combined, and the galaxy represents that we have the whole world coming through us all the time.
Well, and I see, and Lisette, I'd love for you to also share about something along this line too, because in it was the community and diversity, that idea that our community has a little bit of everyone, that we're reaching out toward others. Sometimes they need us, sometimes we need them, but always we're interconnected, outreaching, other-centered. And I think that really fits in so strongly with everything you're working toward right now.
Yeah, like I said before, a lot of the symbols of the artwork, even the music, they incorporate culture from all over the world. And the beautiful thing about the symbols that we used in our logo is, again, they represent Russia as a whole, and we're a diverse community. So the wonderful things that we host, or I'm saying the initiatives that we normally host at Russia during the school year, they represent multiculturalism. And a lot of the students who engage with one another, they have the opportunity throughout our programs and throughout our events to engage and share wonderful things about one another. And I think that's what makes us a beautiful community at Russia.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder too, like in terms of that, that reminds me of the warmth and welcome, because that was something we're also trying to encapsulate. And there's so much warmth and welcome in that community, Lisette, every time there's a gathering, the beauty and the warmth and welcome are things that really are dear to my heart. So, and I'm thinking too about how light was used in that. Like you had talked to Nadine about the light in the center, but that idea of discovery and breakthrough, mm-hmm. Transcendence, that's things that inspire us, right? So, yeah.
I think these are really beautiful ideas. What a process this has been. To conclude our podcast for today, I'd like to share something I've taken from this podcast and that I will implement on my journey. So to conclude the podcast for today, we'd like to share something we've taken from the podcast that we will implement on our journey. Would you like to share anything with us?
I will always be grateful for the artists who helped us develop this podcast, because we couldn't have done it without them. And having that process of going through developing those pieces of art and incorporating all the themes that we did really helped us give an idea of how we want to continue with this podcast and what are the things we want to talk about and who are some possible guests we'd like to have on. Mm-hmm. It really gave us a solid foundation for the things that we're trying to achieve with this online community.
I agree too. And I think it really takes me into that place of not just celebrating those gifts and the things that were shared, that and that we needed others to help us develop. That's something that I'm going to hold on to, is that it's not just us individually, that really communally, this was a huge process with a lot of voices necessary, and it made it extra special and so much better when we worked in that way.
I think what I take on from the podcast is I really like the idea of light, finding light along the way. And I think it's a good idea to actually look at that perspective in life, like in life for real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay.
We do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like sometimes you just want to look at like your end goal and actually work till the end, till you find the light or like the goal you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sarah, I know what you're trying to say. Like, if we're always seeking and we're not trying to find light along the way on our journey, we're always going to be waiting for something to end, for us to feel good once it's all over. So I agree. I like your idea. Like, look for light along the way. Look for those moments that are good right now. And what can you take a step back and appreciate along the process?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even in times like this, to be honest, like in the beginning, I really thought that this was a dark time, but I'm starting to see like really good things that have been happening recently, like the ability to actually work on things I couldn't work on in the past and reflect on like my life and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a good time to actually take it's a good time to use to develop yourself.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. That's a great point. You guys are amazing. And just to build on that, this has been a wonderful session, and it brings me hope. And I'm so excited to go over all the issues, you know, highlighting different issues, both positives and negatives that are happening in the world through this podcast. And I'm just grateful for everyone's strength here.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for sharing that. We're so grateful that we've had the time with you and are excited to continue unwrapping the gift. Make sure to tune in to our next episode of The Journey's Gift as we are inviting our very first guest, Savannah Hayes. Savannah is in her sixth year at Brescia doing an honors specialization in psychology, where her research dives into art therapy, thinking styles, and improving mood. She's looking forward to sharing about how she's found light along the way. And we're excited because we think her path can help yours. And we'll look forward to meeting you in our next episode of The Journey's Gift. Same place, same time, wherever you are and whenever you listen.
What are you seeing out there that needs to be done?
In what ways are you being called to make a difference in the world?
Whatever that is, may we respond with contemplation and action.
May all we do be done through the lens of wisdom, justice, and compassion. And remember, wherever you journey, wherever you go, build community. Be like a piazza.
Open, hospitable, engaged in the world.